Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to Life After Dusk with Daddy J. The best news, the best hip-hop, the best entertainment, the best everything.
Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yes, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yes, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yes, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yes, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Steady J will leave your body on the floor till the Mona Lisa introduction. Break out the crack of dawn. Keep the rings of wars blazing to the dome. Who's can't believe the hype, the girls are gone, we getting
wild for the night.
Come with better moves, put up a better fight, keeping other opponents, yeah, they always in my sight. So before you come forward to the ring and enter, all eyes on you, yeah, front and center. If you're scared, so you're scared of still playing victory. Going strong for the belt, we're about to make history. Ring the bell, better yet, ring it along. Leaving bodies that were pain like a thing from a swarm. So we get over here, yeah, I know you really don't want none. You know who it is, make Boomer get stomped on.
Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah. Make Boomer get stomped on.
Don't. What's up? Welcome to Life at the Dusk Live with your boy, Steady J. It is a beautiful Monday, which means two things. It is the first show of the week. And it's also, ladies and gentlemen, it's also Hot Mess After Dusk. So you know how we do it every Monday on Hot Mess After Dusk. We talk about a little bit of everything, whether it's about BlackBerry, a little bit of BlackBerry news, or if it's simply about celebrities doing crazy stuff, or if I see even a big topic comes up that we got definitely going on, we'll talk about it on here. So, y'all definitely in the place to be. Most definitely. So, man, a lot of big things, man. Village, at the half of the hour, I'll be going into a really deep discussion. So y'all know y'all can't wait for that. We'll go into a little quick music break at the middle of the hour, but then after that, we'll be going in for the rest of the show. Because it's definitely craziness. We're gonna go ahead and go to some music right now, and then when we come for the music break, we'll actually be going to my boy, Aaron from NACBBA.com. And he'll be letting us know a couple of new things going on in the BlackBerry world. Celebrities he caught spotted with one. Also, I'll be posting a picture, not a lot of great pictures from a photo shoot last week. Some of them include me holding BlackBerry, actually. Y'all get to see me, you know, sporting off my Storm, how much I love my Storm. And just kind of doing a whole lot of crazy things with it. So, y'all just definitely be on the lookout for that. Also, I'll be posting, there's a new video, too. Wanted to show some love to, shout out to my boy Swagger Wilkes with Same Old Two Step in the video. I'll be talking about that boy. My boy Aaron's on. And then also as well, we'll be talking about a little comment I wasn't too happy about Lil Wayne said. And if you have any decency with yourself, you will agree that this kind of stuff has to stop. So we'll be talking about that. As far as anything else as well, we'll talk about some of the hot mess things or hot stuff that's going on, celebrity news and whatnot. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and go to some music, then we'll be right back on Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Steady J. Y'all sit back, relax. Boy Rabbit, followed by the explanation. It's a real definition of life of my girl, Red Shade. All right.
Why the world, girl, like that girl?
You got my attention, missing the pin on a mission. Only a dollar in a dream, but you gon' flip it until you get it. No type of trick. The trick getting at you on a regular, but if you get with you, then you gon' have to flip it up. You not accepting less, they better come correct. It takes way more than a check to get you undressed. Yes, cause you getting your own, paying your student loans. Little mama is wrong. Too much to be tough when these dicks don't bluff. They keep secrets on the hush, but enough. Cause I done seen your dark side too far from the saint. But a bad girl just ain't true. You just do good to be true. I may do good to be cool. But these foolish dicks just don't have a clue.
Why do we learn, girl?
Attention, the type of mama told you not to mess with. Have you in waters that probably shouldn't be tested? You got your secrets, but of all them, I'm the best. Check, cause if your girls know the deals and the bugs hit, then everybody in your clique getting lust bit. Then they'll be all up in your ear talking stuff. But jealousy's an ugly when they won't pin a bad boy, a little biggie to kick it with. But all you gotta have is faith that I'm sticking with you. But I don't want confusion, I'm bad news. Life's a game and I don't play by they rules. Real rude and with attitude. I'm a jerk, I get it. The blues, the girls give me their numbers that I don't even use. I'm the one they hate to love, but they do. Be so. Start no trouble. Trouble always wanna start something with me. I took the check that I'm like a bad head. Try to leave me alone and we right back at it. Trouble is my addict. I'm trouble's addiction. And something about it is a man of your attention. You know not to get involved, but you slipping. Your head tells you not to fall, but you don't listen. Thoughts are slipping. You taking on a trip. You ready for that ride? Passing on your lips. Go ahead, let it drip. Take in another hit and take it to the head. It's gonna be hard for you to quit. Cause you never met a nigga throw it down like this. You wrapped around a thing, but you don't wanna admit it feels right. You wanna stay on that passenger side, good girl. Say hello to the bad guy.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
I'll be troubled and puzzled and scorned by your love. Tell it all.
Of the good life, some think money involved, but me, I don't think that at all. It's time spent with your family, you're hearing them call your name after graduating, feeling 10 feet tall, like you're looking over the world, rest of them seem small, and you're living life to the fullest, standing up when you fall, thinking that ball field and rap, you would make it involved, and be working hard for the dream, like your name was Paul. It was never meant to be perfect, so we do what we can. Most things in life never turn out the way that we planned. Starting over doesn't make you less of a man. We gotta do what we have to survive on this land. I'm saying. Some things are worth the while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words. To be the future, thanks for making me proud. There is much more to life than what it's actually worth, and some of us comprehend it. It's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up. It has to be fixed, but first person at the club for her cause wouldn't get up. Everything going fast, so what makes us forget? We fight hard trying to reach levels of affluence. We all got the same goal, so what? Life too short. Don't hold grudges. And don't be materialistic. It's not worth it, because in the end, none of that stuff is going with you. So I want you to cherish the moments that you have, because you might never see them again.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Elizabeth Langham. And whenever I'm not being a total goofball or trying to get famous, you know I'm listening to Life After Dusk Live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. My man, Fetty J.
What's up, everyone? This is Miss Rare Bree. And when I'm not recording, I'm listening to Life After Dusk Live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. What's up, everyone?
All right, welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Seti J. We are back in the building. We're about to go ahead and bring y'all. One of the new things is, you know, we got a lot of non-new stuff. Can y'all figure out what's going to be some new stuff we're going to talk about today in the BlackBerry News Report? If you're smart, you'll know something really big is coming up this quarter, or within the second quarter at least. So, you'll look out for that. And we'll talk about that now with my boy, Aaron. Here we go. What's up, Aaron? What's up?
How you doing today?
I'm doing all right, somewhat. What's good?
Just getting ready for this blizzard that's supposed to hit here.
Oh yeah, one hit here already. It's precipitation. It's no, we're not getting more precipitation though. But it's still cold and still resonance of it in the grass and stuff.
We had a total like 4 inches the other day, and they're talking another 6 to possibly a foot. Tomorrow evening.
And people don't know how to drive in snow. I mean, it's hard to drive in snow here because the unpredictableness of it. But still, people down here are getting my nerves when snow happens. They already can't drive half the time. But don't give them an element not being able to drive in.
Yeah, down. I'm not saying it's the people. It's just they don't. Do the right thing when they get onto the ice or the snow. Up here, we're more used to it, so we take a different look at the roads.
Right, and people, I don't understand people that like to drive like they're speed racing. Man, you got speed. Why would you try to drive like a speed racer in this kind of weather? I don't understand it, really. It's stupid, and then they wonder why they got in wrecks, and, oh, my God, you know, all that stuff. That's why.
And they wonder why the car insurance is so high.
Exactly. I know your car insurance has to be much higher. It's probably way much higher up there because of the fact that you have so much weather.
Well, for my location, it's around, I would say, between 700 to 1,000.
Yep. Definitely, because of the weather up there. Well, it's definitely what they're attacking. I know we got a lot of new stuff, especially since the conference is going on. What new stuff have we got in from the real world?
Okay, well, the CES 2011 was officially started this past week, and they announced the playbook, and they brought out the new playbook, and there was a rumor that was going around stating that they were having problems with the battery on the playbook, which I think you probably heard about it.
Yeah, yes, that's already speculation. We already know. Of course, like I said, this is probably one of the Jabba's that's, I'm very psyched about the fact that so many people who aren't even RIM users are excited about this tablet coming out.
Well, RIM, within one day, made a press release and counter-reacted against this this quote that somebody else stated that the battery drains so fast that it doesn't hold a charge, and they put it right out. They said there was no such thing, and they get a full use out of the battery, and they are talking first quarter, and you wouldn't believe who's going to be selling it first.
Uh-oh. Who's selling it first? Verizon?
No.
Oh, T-Mobile.
No, the same one that did Torch.
AT&T, damn you. They always, AT&T so darn sneaky.
Well, all I know is it's supposed to be big. And they are already, they have released the schematics on the CPU for the playbook. And they already have applications on the BlackBerry app world for the playbook.
That's what's up. I guess you know what? They did that to tease us. That's what that is. that was basically a teaser.
Well,
let them know an application just so we can mess with their minds.
Well, I say if they got the applications out there, it's going to be out this year.
Mm-hmm. Want to try to take a guess on what date? Because I have an idea in mind what the dates are going to mean.
I'm saying next month or the one after.
I'm going to pick a date. Okay, let's see. I'm going to go as far as to say the week after Valentine's.
Well, we're going to have to hold you to this.
You can think about it. I'm going to tell you why I say that. Think about what big event is getting ready to come up. A very big event is getting ready to come up, and it comes around every February, usually every February. And, you know, they're going to use that time. If they're doing what I think they're going to do, because the way RIM has been lately with these commercials, but by the way, I saw a very great Taurus commercial yesterday. I was so happy. You've seen it where the guy's like going to the concert or whatnot, and he's like in the producer booth and all this stuff. I was just so happy. I was like, oh my God, I said, RIM, y'all are really spending money this year. And so, you know, Super Bowl, I'm telling you, they're going to release a commercial on Super Bowl. And it's going to have some, I have a feeling it's going to have something to do with the playbook. I have a big feeling about that.
They already got, the advertisements on RIM's website. They're showing advertisements for the playbook. And
I'm telling you, man, they're going to do that. I just feel it. For some reason, they've been playing with me all along, but I know they're getting ready. It seemed like the way they're planning things, like if you just pay attention to things, the way that the marketing and the way that even people who didn't necessarily work for RIM, the way they have cleverly marketed BlackBerry is BlackBerry starting to realize that we're going to start throwing these great ads. You know, a lot of times Rim didn't really have our great ads for like BlackBerry, but it's still a great phone and everything. Like people like Riz and stuff, it's going to influence them to start putting out really better ads and put them out at integral times.
Well, what I was talking about is the Playbook 4G tablet will be out on Sprint 4G this summer.
Oh.
Also, I just want to say, if any of these your listeners are from China that listen to you guys, I want to wish them a Happy New Year. It's supposed to be the year of the rabbit.
The Chinese New Year did. Matter of fact, someone, an artist by the name of Rabbit, he mentioned that too a couple of days ago. He's like, it's ironic that it's called the year of the rabbit. And he was actually born on the year of the rabbit too. So that's ironic.
Well, I just want to wish him a Happy New Year. Because I know quite a few of my users for NHCBBA.com are from the Asian territories.
Big ups to y'all, man. And I know it's, oh, man, like I love like looking at the festivals for Chinese New Year at that. Wow. It's a beautiful sight to look at. I haven't been there personally, but just to look at them.
Well, when I was stationed in Korea and I watched one of their festivals and one of their old folk dances that they did and the beautiful dresses and everything, and it was neat because it you could feel the emotion through their dance.
Oh, definitely, man. And that's really really great. It's really great taking another coach.
Well,
and as far,
we got celebrities. I don't know if you were interested in start talking about those.
Oh well, I before you got into that, you know, I wanted to get into. I know someone else you have in there that as far as unlocking, man, a lot of people. I see a lot of people asking for unlocks. I think that releasing the unlock thing onto your site was a very, very, very smart way, a very smart thing of doing because a lot of people are asking. That's something that last week people were hitting me up about, and that's why I sent them your way as far as with your pin and all that because a lot of people were they were like, man, you doing the unlock codes? People were all over that, and I tell you, even people that hadn't even listened to the show yet had been asking about unlock codes and whatnot. And so I'm just kind of been telling them go check out the site and whatnot. So it's been interesting, man. It's something that was very smart of you putting out there. I just wanted to mention that to you. Hello? Uh-oh, man, lost him. Man, lost Aaron. Hold on, everyone, hold on. Oh, there he goes. Are you back with me, Aaron?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. Something happened with my connection here. I apologize.
I was like, no. Oh, no, but we no, hey. Yeah, like I was saying, I was saying, I'm just commending you on the whole releasing of unlock codes on your site because that's something that a lot of people have been asking about, and especially like, during the show last week, people that were listening to the show who are BlackBerry users found that very helpful.
Oh, yes. We do offer it, and if they click on the banner on the front page, it's going to jump them to another site, which is still part of Nighthawk Computer's BlackBerry Alliance. And all they need to do is enter their information, and after they enter that information, they will not get charged until they receive a code in their email. Then PayPal will be paid. it will not pay or charge them unless they get a code.
Right. And that saves anyone for thinking that, you know, this is reminded. Not, no one's scamming you, so, I mean, it's real. I know the way Aaron does business. He doesn't go out there and try to steal from me. So, most definitely, you know, if you really want. Yeah, and the thing is, too, try to make sure that he pretty much gives it to you almost at cost. How many people you see? It's a lot of people that are real greedy when they come to selling. His prices are very reasonable.
I try to. I just make up a little margin to be able to help pay the bills for the site and everything, which I also something new that I didn't give to you yet. I've been noticing a lot of the leaked OSs. As soon as they put them on their sites that they download them from, they get removed, saying they're copyrighted. RIM does not do that. It is through the websites that they put them on. And as soon as they get them on these sites, I am downloading them, and I'm putting it onto my own website so they can still download them.
That's pretty cool. So there y'all go. As far as you were talking about celebrities, who do we have this week that's been caught with BlackBerry?
Okay, Robert Pattinson from the Twilight Saga was on Jay Leno's show using this BlackBerry Storm. We got Bad Girls that was using the BlackBerry. And this one is very interesting. Lady Gaga. She was tweet pics with her old 9700.
Okay. And, you know, I know a lot of people, that first one, that's going to make a lot of you going to get a lot very now. They're like, oh, Aaron! You know, any Aaron tells you to do, they'll do it.
Well, hey, I try. And now with me getting the new phone upgrade, that made a big difference.
Oh, I definitely take time out doing this too. We talked about before in the reports before. I want to say congratulations to Victoria Beckham. She's pregnant with her fourth child from soccer star David Beckham, of course. This is one of just say congratulations to them and this blessing, much blessings. She's a fellow BlackBerry user, so we had to definitely give her a shout out.
Well, congrats, and hopefully it's a safe and healthy child when it comes.
Oh, most definitely. And all right, so man, I just want to thank you for the report, man. Of course, why we got you here, because this is something that we definitely make sure we tell y'all. And now y'all get to find us out two times a week. So if you miss this reminder we tell you today, you get another chance on Wednesdays to be reminded. And that is back up your phone. Back up your phone. And as we said, with the new desktops, manager software, it doesn't take you a million years to do it. It almost does everything on its own now with the new software. So just take your USB, hook it up to the computer, and take care of that problem so you will not lose your stuff.
All they need to do is the first time they hook it up to the computer is to program it to load into their Outlook or go to their Yahoo. All they need to do is put their username and password, and it automatically saves it. It's very simple.
And you want to worry about being driven nuts. I'm telling you, And you're as a person who's lost, who's had to reset this phone a couple of times, I'm telling you, that may save my life. Because I'm one of the people that I lose those contacts, I feel like I am through. I got to go through all this over again. And especially
yeah,
you guys that run around the little black books. If your little black book is built into your BlackBerry, then I don't think you want to lose your numbers.
I got 500 contacts, and when I had lost it, I had to go back to a phone, which you won't believe I had to retrieve my list from. 8,100.
Wow. Well, man, like I said, I just want to thank you. And, man, we're going to go to a quick song. After that, we're going to the Hot Mess. I'm very disappointed in some of the stuff that came up today. I'm really, you know, I'm disappointed in some of these celebrities and just some of the things that's coming to their mouths. And it's like for every good thing they do 10 other bad things. It annoys me. So we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song, and we'll be back. And you know what? See, Doc, I still got to load it up. Let me check. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and go to Pee Wee Baby by Riz, and then we'll be right back. So y'all stay tuned.
Me know you got me strong, yeah. 'Cause that's the way you let me know.
everyone? This is Miss Rare Bree. And when I'm not recording, I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and the Dust Spot. What's up,
everyone? All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life After Dusk live. Hot mess after dusk today. Woo, man, we got a lot of crazy stuff to talk about. We got about three things. One I'm going to go into real deep detail about. Well, two of them I'm going to go into real deep detail about. One is just some quick update. First off, you got to go check on MediaTakeOut.com. You will see actress Tempest Wessels, one of her recent pictures. And she still pretty much looks the same, y'all. Pretty much same shape, everything. She still looks the same. On the ears, they put, you know, she looks like they put way too much makeup on the face, but she still looks good. So there we go. Y'all check that out. Oh, man. This is a deep one. And I'm going to bring on Aaron. I know Aaron might got something to say about this one because, this is deep. of course, unless you've been in a cave, everyone, unless you've been in a cave hiding somewhere and Lord knows where you if you haven't heard about this, I don't know what's been wrong with you. You probably been on Twitter just talking about whatever. But as far as this weekend, something very tragic happened, and in Tucson, I just feel like it's just craziness that politics, people are really taking politics way too far, and I think it's just, to me, it's not that serious, man. It's really not that serious. There's been people who I have not agreed with that are in politics, but I will never, ever, ever take their life over because I don't agree with them. That's when you don't know how to control yourself to where you gotta become violent because you don't agree with something, then something's wrong with you. Really, there's something wrong with you. And for those of y'all don't know, Representative Gabrielle Giffords in Tucson, Arizona this weekend was part of a political massacre, basically. And it's just crazy, man. It killed a federal judge. It killed a 9-year-old girl who was going to go visit her. She was going to visit because this is a 9-year-old girl who really was into politics, was being a leader. She just got elected student counselor at school. That's crazy because 4 other people died. And then on top of that, the congresswoman is now, she's not in critical condition. She's not dead because a lot of people have been starting these rumors saying she's dead, this, that, and the other. She's in critical condition. But it's just craziness. And it's all because of people are taking politics way too far and don't know how to control themselves. And the thing is, because people go reading, they start this stuff, and what I hate is what comes out is that people start going, oh, well, it was a Republican who went there, so now we're going to go after everyone. And I'm like, we don't need that. That's stupid. Like, you're going to go after everyone as a Republican because of this person who just so happened to be Republican, came after a Democratic representative. I don't agree with that necessarily. I mean, there's some people that are people who are fueling the fire like this, who are fueling the fire for that incident that have happened. I understand that we get a little mad at them. But people who aren't, I don't understand. I don't feel people who come, I don't feel the people that's going to the people who had none to do with it, who don't agree with it, who are on the same side as us saying that they did not agree with what happened. It is an embarrassment to America to sit there and look at that. I mean, this is most definitely. And I got my boy, I had to bring my boy Aaron back on because I know he got a chance to check this out as well. Aaron, as far as like your thoughts, what were your thoughts over this whole weekend with this whole incident with Gabrielle Giffords?
It's bull. It was emotionally unstable. They even had his checked in his sights, and I even talked to I'm being honest, my own doctors from when I was in the military, and they even said that he was showing signs of bipolar or something like that, that he was definitely not of sane mind.
And you can't, I'm not saying, oh, listen, because I know how people are, and they twisting. Now, I understand, and I'm not saying it's justifying, I understand if his mindset was necessarily, I don't like this political person, I'm going to kill that person, then it will make, what happened this weekend would make sense. But to kill whoever is there, I mean, y'all go look at the reports. This dude had ammunition for days. He had ammunition for days on him, ready to just kill people. And he was going to kill as many people as he could. He was definitely strong-going to make sure he was going to do that.
Well, the one thing I know,
he had about 40. He still had about 40 extra rounds on him. He had about 40 extra rounds or so on him. He had a knife. This dude was ready to kill. And obviously you have to be insane to just go do some stuff like that.
Oh, well, yeah. He was definitely out to do that. And I don't know if you heard one of the comments that he made off his one of his YouTubes, that he said there is no God, that he was.
Oh, see, yeah, people like that, they worry me. I don't like them being a state away from me, let alone be in the same city. And and then now it's about to start a political war we do not need. It is very much so unneeded. I don't honestly, as a Democrat myself, I don't feel that we should be coming after everyone that's a Republican just because of this idiot who was very unstable. It's just real stupid. Like I said, it doesn't matter if someone's Democrat or Republican. I don't think that's going to go into making the person be crazy. That's just ridiculous. You guys got to be crazy, period. It has nothing to do with political parties. And for anyone that's a Republican, and on behalf of the Democrats and myself, I don't agree with the attacks being made at y'all. That's just personally my opinion.
Well, he definitely was not of sane mind, because he had a God complex on him, and he said he was removing the unhealthy. And that he was saying our money is not backed by gold or silver anymore, that he had to clean the country.
Lord, Lord, Lord. It's just ridiculous.
All weekend. I was definitely watching this all weekend with that mess.
I watched it because, like, my show, Brennan's show yesterday, the Kate came on right before it. Woo, man! I watched the report on that. It was ridiculous, man. I watched the whole hour special on that. It was wild.
No, definitely, and like I said, that I think he is up for the death penalty for these federal crimes.
And I just don't understand how you can I think you have to be insane, period, to just say in your mind, without just cause, you know, you just, you know, someone that didn't do anything to you violently or anything, just tell yourself, oh, I'm going to just kill someone. You have to be insane to think that way.
When I was in the military, I didn't like holding the weapon, but that was my job.
Right, and that's one thing I'd definitely say. I look at the military because I'm military too. Because I know it's a hard decision, like some of the decisions that they make. when they're protecting people. And sometimes some of the people they have to kill are kids, because these kids are running around. Now they trading kids over there with guns in their hands to kill people. And that's a hard decision to make.
Oh, yeah. There's even old women that they look like they're regular people. But if you look underneath their outer coat, they're carrying a bomb.
Mm-mm-mm.
So they have to protect themselves no matter what. And they, even if they're women, children, no matter what, they have to be careful out there. And like I always say to my my comrades that are out in the military, come home safe, stay alive.
And one thing I would say, and one of the big things why I like there being two political parties, because sometimes when you got two political parties, stuff whenever they agree, whenever they come to agreement on stuff, things kind of a lot of times people start balancing on things, people think in a bipartisan manner, but they still live to their core values of their political parties. Like, versus, of course, everyone knows Republicans are more for less control of government, with government, and then, of course, Democrats are known for being more control of government. I like that, because when you got both of them to play, you get a little, it's like you get a little mixture of it, because then you can figure out what needs to be controlled and then what doesn't need to be controlled. And that's the thing. I think if we just work together with that stuff, a lot of people, it'll be a lot more happier people. And that's the thing, man. It's craziness. But I'll tell you, I had another thing to talk about, too, because that was crazy, and I got something else that's even crazier. That was crazier, what I just mentioned. But we had to get couple shades crazy, less crazy. And that's the comment that Lil Wayne made. He was at an event. Y'all can check it out on MediaTakeout.com. And I'm just so tired of artists running around, opening their mouth, saying stuff like this. Or people, period. Because I don't understand. I mean, for real, it's annoying to sit there and hear things like this. He walks by these two models. I get to the point where when I say the comment, you understand what the models look like. He walks by him. He goes, "Man, you sure do look good for a dark-skinned girl." I want y'all to think about that comment. You look good for a dark-skinned girl. Now, people go, okay, take it with a grain of salt. But I don't hear that when you want to do what – I don't hear that a lot. I don't hear that when I see people say that walk by a light-skinned chick. They don't say that. They mainly say that to dark-skinned girls, and I don't understand that. It's real ignorant, and it's just whoever keeps – I'm just mad that people continue to breed this, and it's – like my mom said, I told my mom about it, that's been going on for years. It's really gotten worse. It's really gotten worse since the 2000 era began. That's when it really just started getting crazy and out of hand. Like, people, I was going to complain and go, everyone's being racist. But it's always, but a lot of times, most of the racism I notice goes on from within your own race. You watch it, watch how things go on. You hear because they're up in a higher position, they'll call white folks that are in a much poorer position than them, they'll call them poor white trash. And black people within will discriminate because the chick's not light skinned enough or dark skinned enough. And I'm just so tired of that whole thing. That's the whole way that people continue to do. And even within the Asian community, a lot of times, because if an Asian's lighter and can pass, almost pass being white, they kind of demean the Asian people who don't necessarily have any Caucasian characteristics in them at all. And I'm just so tired of everyone's always saying that all these different races are being racist against them. No, the main, it's, a lot of the times it's inner racism, And I'm just really getting it gets on my nerves to continue to see it. And then people will complain and say, oh, I got arrested because I. No, if you still being racist to within your race, then how could you get mad because somebody of another race said something about you? I just don't understand that. And anyway, it's not right either way it goes, but I'm just getting tired of it. It starts, you always say it starts with you in your own house. They always say when you don't, before you try to fix a problem outside, you fix it from in your own house first. And in this case, your own house is your own race. If you can't figure out how to not disrespect someone because they're not dark skin enough or not light skin enough, then it's just stupid. And I remember when Young Berg said a comment like that too. Like he was talking about he only like light skins. And the thing is, a lot of dark skinned chicks buy your albums, guys. A lot of them buy them. If you go watch Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff and MySpace, most of them the ones tweeting everything, every line that you say every 5 minutes. And you wouldn't sit there and demean them. It's just getting old. And that's what I mean, really, it's getting old, everyone. And I need y'all to really start thinking about that. Like with me, because I've gotten in discussion before with someone over light skin versus dark skin. So I've gotten over it twice. First time was a friend of mine. He decided that, I mean, he got a good discussion. He was talking about, man, yellows, light skin chicks do this, dark skin chicks, and I started getting real mad behind it. And I was like, this is just real dumb. And then you go to I remember on Twitter, the ignorant fools on there ran around saying team dark skin, team light skin, and were going in on each other. And they were continuing their ignorance. And it took someone like myself to tell Twitter that it is ignorant of them to continue to let that be on that trending topic. When I tell you I said that, I saw thousands of people say that right after me, and Twitter took that down quicker than you can say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. They took that mug off real quick. And I'm just getting tired of it, man. People just, ignorance, that's just built with, it just, do you hear that back-to-back stories of ignorance? People discriminating because of a different mindset or discriminating because of your race. It's still, both of those are sociological issues that still, to this day, have been going on for the test of time. And it can get better, but until we decide we're going to make it better, it's going to continue to be here, and we're going to deal with it every freaking day. And, like, little comments, like, when people say stuff like, whenever you carry yourself a certain way, that you're acting white, or if you start always mentioning things because you hear hip-hop, you're acting black. What is that? I don't know. Somebody explain that to me. It's just real dumb. It's getting to the point where it's like, whatever, man. And I know people that live, I know white people that have grown up in my original neighborhood I was in for years who don't put on these, they're not acting nothing. They grew up in that neighborhood. So it's just whatever, man. So we got a couple more minutes left in the show. Today, y'all, I'll tell y'all, I know I said on Hot Mess at the Dusk, we do go in. We would go in on whatever just happens, just raise me to craziness for today. And you're also getting under more understanding of, cause a lot of y'all BlackBerry users, a lot of y'all aren't, but it kind of gives y'all understanding. A lot of times some of the stuff helps y'all with y'all phones too, because I noticed that a lot of things that pertain to BlackBerry and a lot of reports we mentioned kind of let y'all know about your own phone. So just big ups to that. So I just want to say this. Thank you for listening to the show again. Y'all can catch some more. Anytime we have like new stuff and whatever, that also comes up in the new reports on Wednesdays too. So y'all can check out my boy Aaron again on Wednesday. And, man, as I said, it's great. You got two times a week now, so get a little bit of everything. Everyone listen to the show, just want to thank you. Ready to listen to Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, iTunes, your phone, however you listen to it, thank you. I appreciate you. And you can also follow, go check out the site, duskowls.ning.com. That's for the Dusk Spot, where the hub of artists and models and everything that's related to the show and whatnot is are there. And I want to leave y'all with this. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life at Dusk Live. As far as it's coming up for the week, tomorrow we got Brent, the beautiful, talented Brandy Lee. We're talking to her. She's on the Global Tech Mixtape Series. I'm on Wednesday. Another person from the a group from Global Tech Mixtape Series, CFB, Certified Flyboys. And then we're going to finish off the week with Gospel Extraordinaire Drew on this Thursday. So, yeah, definitely check out the show. Same time, same crazy place. And we'll see y'all later, man. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go to, y'all can go ahead and follow me over to the Stevie Mac radio show. Let's type in comedian Stevie Mac, blogtirerail.com/comedian Stevie Mac. I'll be going over there to check it in and getting some good laughs of him. So see y'all later.